Today is the second Sunday after the Epiphany. And there will be a proper last gospel today for the feast of St. Peter's Chair at Rome. The school, St. Pius V School, will be opened tomorrow, Monday, January 19th, and parents are responsible for the transportation of their children. The Right to Life March is scheduled for this Thursday, January 22nd, and a bus has been secured to take to Washington, D.C., those interested in attending the march. And there are some seats available. The tickets are very low, so please sign up at the bookstore, and the cost for the adults is $20 and for children $10, and there are family rates available. And also, the Vexilla Regis will sponsor a family or individual who would like to go to Washington, D.C. for the Right to Life March, but cannot afford it at this time. So please inquire about that at the bookstore. There will be a rosary in reparation for the sin of abortion on Thursday, January 22nd, at the school chapel at 7 in the evening. And there will be a St. John Bosco Junior-Senior Fundraiser Dinner on Saturday, January 31st, at 7 in the evening here in Oyster Bay. And there is also scheduled a men's retreat in June. I think it will be the second weekend in June. The epistle appointed to be read today for the second Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 12. Brethren, having different gifts according to the grace that is given us, either prophecy, to be used according to the rule of faith, or ministry in ministering, or he that teacheth in doctrine, he that exhorteth in exhorting, he that giveth with simplicity, he that ruleth with carefulness, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, hating that which is evil, cleaving to that which is good, loving one another with the charity of brotherhood, with honor preventing one another, in carefulness not slothful, in spirit fervent, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, instant in prayer, communicating to the necessities of the saints, pursuing hospitality, bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not, rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep, being of one mind one towards another, not minding high things, but consenting to the humble. Be not wise in your own conceits. In the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 2. At that time there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited, and his disciples, to the marriage. And the wine failing, the mother of Jesus saith to him, They have no wine. And Jesus saith to her, Woman, what is that to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother saith to the waiters, Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 measures apiece. Jesus saith to them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And Jesus saith to them, Draw out now, and carry to the chief steward of the feast. And they carried it. And when the chief steward had tasted the water made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the waiters knew who had drawn the water, the chief steward calleth the bridegroom, and saith to him, Every man at first setteth forth good wine, and when men have well drank, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. There was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited, and his disciples, to the marriage. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Louis de Montfort was born on January 31st, 1673. He was born in the little hamlet called Montfort in the northwestern part of France. He came from the family of Grignion, but he came to be known to the people as Father Louis of Montfort, or more simply, the priest from Montfort. When he was 11 years old, St. Louis began his studies at a Jesuit college in Rennes, a city of Brittany. And it was under the guidance of the Jesuit priests that his vocation to the priesthood was fostered. In a Carmelite church in Rennes, at the shrine of Our Lady, St. Louis made his final decision to become a priest. After 8 years at Rennes, he made his way to Paris to pursue his theological studies. As a seminarian, he was an exceptional student. His greatest desire at this time was to teach and assist the poor and the outcasts of Paris. Thus, he wanted to be a missionary priest to the most neglected souls. In this, he wished to imitate his divine master, our blessed Savior. At the age of 27, after 16 years of formal study, St. Louis was ordained a priest. He was then sent to Poitiers to preach parish missions and minister to the destitute at the poorhouses. While he was there, he helped found a congregation of religious sisters called the Daughters of Wisdom. A few years later, he was named by Pope Clement XI to be the apostolic missionary to Poitiers. And in this post, St. Louis would spend the rest of his life conducting approximately 200 missions and retreats throughout the villages and towns of Western France. And because of his special love for the poor and his Christ-like zeal for their welfare, he was regarded by them as one of their own. And for 16 years, he devoted himself to preaching and to teaching the doctrine of the love of Jesus Christ. But what was peculiar to his preaching, what made him so successful, was the particular doctrine he taught. St. Louis de Montfort always taught that the best way to attain the love of Jesus and to grow in the love of Jesus is through Mary. St. Louis explained it this way. He wrote, "The Son of God became man for our salvation, but only in Mary and through Mary. God the Father sent his only begotten Son to the world only through Mary." The saint goes on to say with St. Augustine, "Because the world was unworthy to receive the Son of God directly from the hands of the Father, he gave his Son to Mary for the world to receive him from her." To put it simply, St. Louis taught that the only way to Jesus is through Mary. And after a life of poverty and preaching, St. Louis de Montfort died on April 28th, 1716, a few months before his 43rd birthday. Now, the Gospel for today's Mass is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the beloved disciple. And in this passage, St. John relates our Lord's first miracle. And the performance of this first miracle was the beginning of Christ's public life. And this is how it came about. There was a marriage in Cana, which was just a few miles from Christ's home at Nazareth. And Our Lady was invited to this marriage feast. And St. John says in his Gospel, "And the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus also was invited, and his disciples to the marriage." And in those days, the marriage feasts would last about a week, and sometimes even two. And so the newly married couple would have to provide their guests with food and board for this length of time. It would be a great embarrassment to them if they could not provide for their guests. Now at this particular marriage feast in Cana, the couple ran out of wine. Our Lady noticed their predicament, and her compassionate heart went out to those poor couple. And she wanted to do something for them. And so she turned to her son, and she simply said, "They have no wine." And our Lord answered her with mysterious words. He said, "Woman, what is that to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come." Meaning that it was not yet time for him to begin his public life. Without another word, but with confidence, Our Lady then turned to the servants and gave them a command. She said, "Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye." In other words, do whatever he tells you. And so our Lord told the servants to fill their water pots with water and bring them to the chief steward. And the servants did as he said. And they took the water, or what they thought to be water, to the chief steward. And when the chief steward had sipped a little of the water changed into wine, he was astonished at its quality. And thus our Lord had worked his first miracle. He saved the couple from embarrassment and at the same time manifested his divinity. He had begun the work he was sent to do by his heavenly Father. And all this he did at the bidding of his mother. My dear friends, as I mentioned, St. John says in today's Gospel that the Blessed Mother was at a marriage feast. And then he says that Jesus was invited. According to one commentary, St. John was implying that it was because of Mary that Jesus was invited to the feast. And moreover, it was through the intervention of Our Lady that our Lord saved the wedding couple from embarrassment. Almighty God allowed this sequence of events in order to show the important role Our Lady plays in man's redemption. For from Mary did Jesus receive his human body. Through Mary did Jesus manifest his divinity to his disciples at Cana. And it was with Mary that Jesus redeemed mankind on Calvary. Thus we see the importance of the role Our Lady plays in her Son's work of saving souls. And this is the doctrine St. Louis de Montfort so wonderfully expressed in his life, in his preaching, and in his writings. The very first sentence St. Louis writes in his book, True Devotion to Mary, is this: "It is through the Blessed Virgin Mary that Jesus Christ came into the world, and it is through her that he must reign in the world." And St. Louis goes on to say that at the wedding in Cana, Our Lord changed water into wine at Our Lady's humble prayer. He began and continued His miracles through Mary, and He will continue them through her until the end of time. In other words, the Son of God has ordained that all of His works for mankind will be through His Blessed Mother. My dear friends, before our baptism, we were like that wedding couple at Cana. As they were without wine, we were without grace. And even now, we are still in need of the graces of Christ. Because without His graces, we are lost. Jesus Christ is the one and only Savior of mankind. There is no other way to heaven except through Him. And so, as the Son of God has ordained to come to us through Mary, let us then go to Him through His most holy Mother. And what I mean by this is for you to invite Mary, the Mother of God, into your home and into your life, just as that wedding couple at Cana invited her. Make her welcome there by removing all the things that she would find offensive, such as bad movies and bad music. Honor her by setting up her picture or her statue in your home. It does not have to be magnificent or the most costly, but it should be something that you cherish and take care of in order to show your respect for her. And pray the family rosary every day before this image. For when Our Lady finds a warm invitation and a worthy welcome into your home, she will bring Jesus with her. She will intercede for you. She will ask her divine Son to shower your family with abundant graces. And our Savior will be glad to do it, because for Him, it is a joy to obey His Mother. Whatever she asks, He will do, because every request from His Mother, He considers a command. And finally, due to recent events in our country, it seems that things could go from bad to worse very quickly. In other words, the all-pervading immorality of our society will become worse. But what can and what will save this nation from total corruption is true devotion to the Mother of God. Under the title of her Immaculate Conception, to which America is dedicated, our Blessed Lady will stay her Son's hand if He so wills. And thus, my dear friends, let us do our part. Let us get down on our knees and implore the Mother of God to remove the immorality from society, which is not only a danger for the entire country, but the immorality is also a danger to our souls, and especially the souls of our children. Let us then pray to Mary. Let us especially pray her daily rosary before her image in our homes, so that she may help us save our souls and the souls of our family members. For through her, and only through her, will we receive the graces of Christ, of which we are so much in need. So let us then go to Jesus, the only Savior of mankind. But let us, with St. Louis de Montfort, go to Jesus through Mary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.